Just to go back to yesterday's Gemara, the Chofetz Chaim is Masber. What is the Machlokes Rabba and Abaya? Rabba was Isaac B'Taira, I'm saying over Chofetz Chaim. And Abaya was Isaac Mulz Chesedim. Now the halacha is as follows. Any favor that can be done by anybody else, you're not allowed to be Mavatul Taira for. Any favor that can't be done by anybody else, you're allowed to be Mavatul Taira for. So what were we talking about? When was Rabba not Isaac Mulz Chesedim and Abaya was Isaac Mulz Chesedim? If it was somebody something else could do, Abai had no right to stop, to learn to do it. And if it was something that nobody else could do, Rabba was for sure stop. We're talking about Meroim. They did the halacha. The halacha is that any chesed that can be done by others, you're not allowed to be mevatel tayra for. Any chesed that can't be done for others, you're mechuyev to be mevatel tayra for. So when is this, when was Rabba Isaac Milos Chesedim, Rabbi Abaya, and Rabba wasn't? Manoshek. That's the Chofetz Chaim's kasha. Zok the Chofetz Chaim of Pshat. Again, this is the Chofetz Chaim Pshat. Zok the Chofetz Chaim. The question is as follows. This mitzvah can be done by somebody else. But if you get involved, in the future, people will say, that's a chash of a thing. Look who got involved. At this point, it can be done by somebody else. But because of your involvement, your name will lend a certain credibility to this chesed that a month from now, 2 months from now, more people will want to get involved in that because look who got involved in this. Is that called Efshalas Zadeacherim or Efshalas Zadeacherim? Rabbi said, today, this is possibly done by somebody else. I'm not going to stop learning to do this. It can be done by somebody else. In 2 months from now, it might cause more chesed to be done. That's not my cheshbon today. Today, I think today. Learn or chesed. The rule is, any chesed that can be done by somebody else, I'm not allowed to stop learning. Abaya said, granted that today's chesed can be done by somebody else, but the consequence of me doing it will cause chesed that can't be done by anybody else. That was the Machlokes Rabba and Abaya, and Abaya was Maruch Yamim 20 years longer based on his pesach of that shaila. This is the Chofetz Chaim pshat. Just speaking it out, I thought it was a beautiful pshat, so I thought I'd share it. And the Limud Hayayim is the Schus HaChasen, Rafal Ben Leah Hersher, I think that's the name, and Akala Bela Rivka Basadina Lefka with Shetichya, and it was there we are. On the day of their chasana, may the learning today be a schus for them to build a bias nema b'Yisrael, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Andy Lefkowitz. Okay. So I thought that was a nice shot, because it's high and shot in the machlenka sabayin and rabba. Fine.
Tell me if the person that's doing it, other people will...
That's what, again, Rabba and Abaya were leaders of that generation, right?
I'm saying is, no. That the person has to see himself, think himself, if my name is attached to it,
it's really different to other people. Correct. You have to be honest with yourself. Like Avraham Cohen puts his name on something, right? Other people will say it must be a chash of a thing that Avraham Cohen put his name on it. Right? Correct. And Anivus at that point, is not a good thing. Because if you can cause others to get involved, you're mechuyev to do that. Not at the expense of Limud HaTorah. This halacha shulchan aruch. This is halacha paskim. That a person is not allowed to stop learning to do a mitzvah that can be done by somebody else. A chesed commit. Somebody needs a ride to the airport. You can do it or somebody else can do it. That person is not learning and is willing to do it. You're not allowed to stop learning to drive them to the airport. That's the halacha. And if nobody else can do it, you're going to have to close your gemara and drive them to the airport. Question is, so what happened with Rabbi Abaya? What kind of situation was it? Rabba was not Isaac Gemilas Chesed according to his level, and Abaya was. Where was the situation? What did Rabba do wrong? So the Chofetz Chaim explains this, that at this point it was doable by others. And therefore Rabba paskened, I'm not allowed to stop learning. Abaya said, now it's doable by others, but by me lending myself and doing this, it'll create an atmosphere where others will do more later. And therefore, he felt he was allowed to do it. This is the Chofetz Chaim shot. I just wanted to share it with us.
I mean, you mean to tell me, you would tell a Rosh Yeshiva to...
I don't tell Rosh Yeshivas anything. I listen to them. Tanya Rabbanan. I'm sorry. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya Merav. 6 lines in the bottom, Kupay Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya Merav. Minayin l'gzardin she'en et tzibur she'en et nechtam. How do I know that a gzardin and a tzibur is never sealed? Frek the Gemara she'en et nechtam? V'chzim et tzes in the pasi kip t'chavsi b'neser. If you clean it off with a detergent. V'sarbo l'chabayris and use a lot of soap. Nichtam avoynach lefanev, your sin is still nichtam. English?
Stained
in front of me. Which means it's not removable. So we see there is exarted that's not removable. Now the Minayan Shafila Nechtam Niskara. Teret says it's sealed, but it can be ripped. Okay, so I was wrong. It is removable. It just can't be, it is sealed. Whenever we cry out, he listens to us.
The Gemara says it can be or it can't be.
The Gemara said, in the beginning, the Gemara said it's never sealed. And the Gemara said it said the word nichtam, which means stained, which also means sealed. So we see it is sealed. So the Gemara answers it's sealed, but it's rippable. Up, you can rip it up through tefillah. But the other pasuk says, look for Hashem when he's findable, which is only certain time, not always. Not b'chol karei ne'elov, the contradiction of sukkim. And for the Gemara le'kasha b'yachid ha'betzibur. A yachid is limited. He can only rip up his gzardin at certain time. And a tzibur can rip up the gzardin at any time. Frek the Gemara v'yachid Amos. When does the yachid have the power to rip up the gzardin? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Barbua, Elu Asara Yamim Shemein Rosh Hashanah Liyam Kippur. That is Asara Shemei Tshuva. That's when a Yachid is like a Rabbim. He can rip up his Zardin. Now Tysus in Rosh Hashanah asked the Kasha, so why do we daven? Why do we daven as individuals, right? We daven. If it's all signed and sealed and it's not, you can't change it. So for Tysus, so why do we daven? That's Tysus' discussion in Rosh Hashanah. Why do we daven? The Gemara says there, we daven according to Rabbi Yaitzi, who says the din is every day. But we don't pass the din is every day. So why do we daven? We daven Rafaedo. Yes or no? So Tysus has two terutzim. The second terutz of Tysus is that we daven as a tzibur, we daven for a rabbin. Notice the tefillah, Rafaedo, Baruch Aleinu. It's always done by rabbin. So it's considered a tefillah tzibur. We are davening as a tzibur, and therefore, even if we daven individually, we're davening as a tzibur, and it has the power to rip up a gzardin, because our tefillah is a tefillah tzibur, because we're davening for the tzibur. That's Tysus says.
We also make personal requests.
Right, so that Tysus doesn't answer. It's our personal request, according to, again, I'm in the middle. I'm just going to be finished. It's a problem, according to this Tysus. You're right. The other Tarot Tysus gives, now he gives one example. I expanded it to another example, but the second one is going to be my own expansion. I want to make that clear. So if somebody has a time, they can yell at me, not yell at Tysus. Tysus answers that it's nigzar to a person to get sick, but it's not nigzar one who will be healed. The zardin in Rosh Hashanah is Reuven is going to get sick. Not Reuven, we don't want to use Reuven. We use Dun. Dun is going to get sick. But it doesn't say how long he'll be sick for. That will be determined by his tefillah. That's what Tysus said. So the way I understood it is that the Zardin and Rosh Hashanah has latitude. It's given not an exact. He's going to get sick, but how long he's going to be sick for is not determined. So same thing moving into Parnassah. This is my own expansion of Tysus. He's going to make between X and Y. The exact number is not determined. The outline is set. That's what's set in Rosh Hashanah. Parameters are set. And within the parameters, again, this is my understanding of Tysus. Tysus says, nigzar that he's going to get sick, but it's not nigzar when he'll get better. That's decidable by tefillah. So taking that across to Parnassah, I understand it, is there's a parameter set, but not an exact. And the tefillah determines the exact. Those are the two terutzim of Tysus. The Ritva says, that we don't paskin this Gemara. Now we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that even the tefillah of a yochid can rip up a gzar din all the time. And therefore he says, we daven because we believe we can change gzar din. That's the mitzvah's teretz in this kasha. So the rishonim are bothered, according to this gemara, why are we davening a whole year besides the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah? So again, Taisa says it's called the Tula Sibur, but as Harvey pointed out, our personal bakashas, which we say, Beloshin Yochid, you notice all the added tefillahs are all Beloshin Yochid. What?
Why the
Jews people? That's what somebody told me once again. I forgot somebody told me the same Shkikul Taira. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. It could be it's true. Number two is when you daven with minyan, it's a sure Tzilas Tzibur because you're involved in a minyan. That's the big one of the milas of davening Tzilas Tzibur. But again, if you're davening yourself and you add your own personal bakashas, so he's saying it's part of the Tzilas Tzibur. Maybe. Maybe that's the answer. Tyson's the second Teretz, which he writes first, is that it's not exact. The way Taisa seems to say, there's latitude. And the Ritva says that we don't paskin this month. Gemara, we paskin like the Mandam, and it says that Tzvila can rip up a Gzar Din at all times. That's what the Ritva says. So this is all Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Tezai Amud Aleph. That's where this sugya is. Zog to Gemara. Shauchu Leil Abu Nishmu. They asked Abu Nishmu to follow Kasher. Yavama Sharaka Kadam. I'm sorry, they sent him the following halacha. Yavama Sharaki Kadam, a Yavama that was spit out blood, tachlites. She does chalitza. She has no option of yibum anymore because she spit. It wasn't saliva, it was blood. She evshuladam beloitzik tsuach reik. Because it's impossible for blood without having some tsuach, remnants, parts, blood, trace of saliva. And that's enough. There's no shear of saliva. Any little bit of saliva is enough. And in the blood was saliva. Frek de Mordechai. What did we say to him? Excellent. Frek de Mordechai. What happened to Bittul Barayim? It's majority blood. So the saliva is gone. So the Mordechai says, a big Kiddush, and there's a lot of Torah said on this Mordechai. The Mordechai says, he was a recent, he's printed in the back of the Gemara, the Mordechai. He lived, he's one of the Bali Taisis, right after the Bali Taisis. The Rush, the Mordechai, they're the same generation.
Not I think quoted as much as the Rush.
What?
Not quoted
as much as the Rush because he's much smaller than the Rush. But he is a heavy hitter in the Rishayim. If we think, he is a major Rishayim. So the Mordechai says a big Yisayim. He says, Bittul Barayim is when you have A and B, and they mix together, and A is the minority and B is the majority, so you say Bittul Barayim. But if it never were separate, they came out together, their first entrance into this world was as a mixture, you don't say Bittul Barayim. Bittul Barayim has to be that they were separate and got mixed. But if their way they entered is through a mixture, therefore you don't say Bittul Barayim. This is the Mordechai's side, which is many questions on it, and many riyas to it, and questions on it, but he says it on this Gemara. Why is there no Bittul Barayim in the saliva? Because it came out as a mixture. The saliva was never separate. And therefore, it's not viewed as a raiv against the miyat. This is the entity that it is. It is a entity of a mixture, and it's not Bittul Barayim. That's the Mordechai's
side.
Exited from the mouth, correct. Correct. It entered our sphere as a mixture. There is a contradiction in the Mordechai, because the Mordechai talks about a grape that was smashed before Shabbos, and a lot of wine came out, and then additional wine comes out on Shabbos. In fact, the Mordechai, why can you use it? It has the additional wine, which is not usable. The Mordechai, because it's Bittul Barayim. Now, that additional wine was never a separate entity. It immediately went into the mixture. So they asked this contradiction. The Mordechai just said that if it's not separate entities, it's not Bittul. And there, he says that you have the part came out on Friday, then the additional part comes out of Shabbos right into the part, never was a separate entity, and it's Bittul. So the Yehuda says, over there, one half was a separate entity by itself. The Friday's one was there. Then the Shabbos ones enter. Here, both together were never a separate entity. That's the night. Yehuda's answering the contradiction of the Mordechai. Yes.
Obviously, it exited the mouth. Well, it was not in the mouth.
But it came from two different sources.
Who said?
Meaning maybe the saliva went right into the blood as the saliva was generated.
Blood,
I don't know.
Usually the saliva and not blood. So something happened that the blood...
Well, the blood could have come from the lung. It could have come from anywhere. We don't know where the bleeding is from. She's bleeding. We don't know from where. We didn't do an MRI. I'm not questioning whether she's bleeding from her foot, but she can be bleeding from an internal organ that's coming out through the mouth.
But you're saying only with the gums, right?
She could be bleeding from her lungs, rock one of the lungs. From an internal organ that would come out through the mouth. Don't think about it. Mitzvah. Yachol yehei dam hayaitzim yipev umipiyav t'amei t'amei. Tamad leimar. Zayvay tamay, if ain dam ayaytim yipev umipiyav t'amei t'amei. Halacha is, the spit of a zav is considered an avatama. The saliva of a zav is considered an avatama. However, the blood of a zav is not considered an avatama. And there's rules and regulations of why yes and why not. Saliva is considered one of the mayonois. I don't know how to translate mayonois, wells, springs of the zav. Whereas, what's the name again? Blood is not considered that. That's the halacha. So the Brisa says clearly that the blood that comes out of his mouth is not as tamei as the saliva. I know saliva in it. So why isn't it tamei? You just answered me that every blood that comes out of the mouth has some saliva. Saliva is tamei. So the blood that comes out of the mouth should be tamei because of the saliva. Zayvei tamei ve'ein tamei yaitzim mipi ama tamei. Mipi ama means out of the person's private part. Ela tohar. And for the Gemara loikash, kam be'metzetzes, kam be'shaisis. If the blood is dripping out, I don't know, probably... If it's dripping out, then it doesn't have saliva. Whereas if it's being shot out, meaning spit out, what does he call it?
It sucks in blood and spits it out.
That's there is saliva. Whereas if the blood is just dripping out of the mouth, not necessarily is the saliva accompanying it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, b'matzei mashma she'ei matzei b'chaleis, he's not available all the time. Takloi tzuloi tzuyabim oid. The ipsula alleged becomes fussle. Yoga ye dama yaitzim yipiv tame, karaik, like saliva. The dama yaitzim yipi tame, I would think, is tame kazoivoi, the kiryo yamemi raglov, because there are liquids that come out that are tame, and that is the zivus and the keri. There's two kinds of discharges that come out of a person's private part, and that is one is keri and one is zivus. Very similar but different. Rashi and Chumi says, the keri is sticky, and zivus is not sticky. That's the difference. But they're both discharges of semen, seemingly. One is keri, and one is zivus. Both are tamei, as an avatama, and may raglav, and urine. Shemei nosav shozav. They are considered the minos, the wells, the springs of a zav. Umatamen tuma chamura. They have a severe tuma. They're an avatama. Metzetes sucks it up. Sorry, no. Metzetzes is, sucks it up. Iyam shabalai tzuchtzuche reik. If they suck and then spit, then it has saliva. If it just drips out, then the blood does not necessarily have saliva. Cheret. I guess you assume it doesn't have saliva. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. I should have translated it. Then it doesn't have saliva.
Even though, not necessarily.
Again, that's what I said, but I had your same question, let's say, to Chumrah. So obviously, I don't know what to answer. Cheret she'nechlav. Now, the Mishnah said that a cheret that received chalitza, or a chareshes that did chalitza, or a chaletas lekatan, chalitza sepsula. Now, this was a matter of machlokes way back, Daf, where was this? I don't remember what daf it was on. Yeah, Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara there said that the bia of a katan is like a mimer. If a katan is miyabe, a woman, it's like a mimer of a gadol. And then Rameir said the chalitza of a katan is like a get, which bans chalitza, a yibum anymore. And the Rabbanan argued. And they said the chalitza of a katan is zero. Zero. So this Mishnah that seems to say that chalitza's katan is chalitza psula, every time it says chalitza psula means there's no more yibum allowed. That's like Rameir. According to the Rabbanan, a chalitza's katan is zero. So therefore, our Mishnah is going like Rameir. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. We had a machlokes back then. Everybody agreed that when a katan does yibum, it's like a mimer. There was an argument, if a katan did chalitza, does it mean anything? Rameir said yes. Chum said no. This Mishnah is like Rameir. I'm a Rav Yudah Marav, Zutim Rameir. I'm a Chum and my Chalitza's katan klum. I'm sorry? It's like a get of a gadol, meaning it's enough rabbinically to ban yibum. Like if a older brother gave a get, which is rabbinic by a yavama. Rashi zuvdi rameir, lam rabbi isha rabba asu chalitas ben tesha ke get begadol. Ava chachamim maimrim, the chachamim say, ein chalitas katan klum. Afilu lepaisla alav, I'm reading the Bach. The pligya lehasam, they argue there, the asu bias maimer, bias ben tes ke maimer begadol. Ava bachalitza lo yisrael lekevati, they don't hold like rameir. Tanish Shacholza. The Mishnah says it's Tanish Shacholza. She do Chalitza again when she gets older. That means Tanish Chalitza is worthless. Meaning, not worthless, but it doesn't count. Dr. Gemara Amar Yudah Marav. Zu Divrei Rameir. It's Rameir who holds that a Tana cannot do Chalitza. Avo Damar Ishksiv Beparsha. How do we know you have to be an adult? Because the Torah says in Layach B'tzah'ish, Kocha Yasa L'ish, it's a gadol, Makshinan Isha L'ish. And we compare the woman to the man. The Torah never said that the woman has to be an adult. The Torah said the man has to be an adult. We compare the woman to the man. Avu Chachamim Aymrim, Ishksev B'parsha. The Torah only insisted that the man be an adult. But Isha Bengdaila Bengtana. The woman can be even a Ktana. She does not have to be an adult.
So the argument, the idea here is that the Torah could have used the word
who
instead of Isha?
No. The Torah could have used, instead of also Yavem Tehashara, the Torah could have used the word Isha at one point there.
I mean, just as far as the man goes, literally, I mean, why
did
the Torah not have to use the word?
It could have said, "Rimba Yachmoy Tayavam," like he calls her Yavamtite. Never refers to her as a woman and calls her the Yavama, so call him the Yavam. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Two different. I married the Shemini Leidamer Katan and Tanam Lechotzu Lemiyamim. Isha v'ish t'chlim v'yachbet z'ish v'leikotten. V'isha n'am yabagat l'isim yutov, it doesn't say Isha, but in a g'day l'ki'ish, the isk ishlova who cross, it's compared. The siv also yivemte hashara, talks about the woman and the man in the same pasuk, so we say since the man has to be an adult, so does the woman. And Rabbanan say, not true, a woman can be a ktana. And the Gemara is going to talk about at what age can a ktana do chalitza? At what point is it considered chalitza? At what point not? We'll talk about that later on in the Vatamah of it. Nothing about that. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Yaisi. Now here we're going to have a story. We're going to have a story, a very famous story from the Bali Musar. Used this story very, very often. But frightening probably the story. The story is a very, very powerful story.
Now, this
Bakshina,
Isha
and Isha
not doing it, that's only a Chalitza halacha, right?
And Yibam halacha also.
Yibam
and Chalitza.
Yibam also?
Yeah.
Where
did... Because the Torah said Ish for both Chalitza and Yibam. I'm sorry? According to Rabbanon. How about according to Rameir? Oh, you mean a Benteisha can do Yibum? That's all. That's a Machloikas Rashi and Taisus. Taisus holds it's only Rabbanon. Right. It's Rashi and Kedushin that says that it's a Deraisa. Again, it's Machloikas Rashi and Taisus. In Kedushin, your test. Nothing my bad. This is a powerful story. Rabchia Rab Shimon by Rabbi Abiyasri passed by Rabbi Yasri. They were sitting, and this is the story. The beginning of the story has zero to do with the end of the story. Rabchia and Rab Shimon by Rabbi were sitting. Pasachad minay of the Amar. Habispaul sarach sheyitin enaf lamata. When a person daven Shemayn Esrei, he should look down. Shenemar. Shem said, my eyes and my heart will be in the Beis HaMikdash all the days. So therefore we want to dive into where the Shechina is. And the Shechina rests by the Beis HaMikdash. So we want to look towards the Beis HaMikdash. Our eyes and our heart should be concentrated towards the Mokam HaMikdash. That's what, because that's where the Shechina is. And we're diving to the Shechina. Down means towards earth, not up. It's the opposite of up. It can be straight, but not up. Well, their eyes were closed, or whatever it was, correct. And B'chad Amar Ein of L'mayla, and the other one said that no, that the eyes should be upwards. Look up. Shenamar, Nisa L'vaveinu al Kapoyim. Lift your heart. Rashi learns kapoyim means clouds. To the clouds, because that's the ikar malkim hashra'a sashrina. Now, it doesn't say eyes there, but since the heart usually follows the eyes, you think about what you're looking at. Therefore, you should look upwards, and therefore, you can think that you put your heart towards the shrina that's up. The pasuk said, hoy eini v'libi sham kalayamim. Mashal says that Mandi Amar holds that that's when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, not when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing anymore. And the Hachi, while this was going on, the Hachi, Asar Bishmol B'Rabbi Yaisi L'Gabayu. Rabbi Shmol B'Rabbi Yaisi came to them. Amalu B'Maya Sikzu, what are you talking about? Amalu B'Tvila. How do you daven? Up or down? Amalu Kach Amar Abba. Hamispaul Tzarech Yitin Einav L'Mata B'Libu L'Maila. Keep your eyes down and your heart up. They see sky mushneim across halolu. Havoye eini v'libi Hashem kalayama means Hashem says my shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, your eyes should be concentrated there, but your heart should be up to Shemayim where the ikur malkim hashuras hashechina is. That's the way we halachic paskin. Person doesn't daven like this, except by kedusha, but he doesn't daven like this. But at the same time, his heart should be davening to Hashem l'mayla. That's halacha. Rashi.
What about Kedusha?
Kedusha is halacha that says you should look up when you say Kadosh and Baruch. Halacha, Mr. Bur brings it. Rashi. I'm going in order. I'm up to Bibi Satira. Einav Lamata. See, I never know when I say something that everybody knows, and I have to go straight, you know what I mean?
So far, it's been a Kedusha.
Einav l'mata, klapei Eretz Yisrael, b'shem d'shchino hasam kaima, because the shchina is there, because the siv hoye eini v'libi sham. Okay. That's the first part of the story. Now we move on to the second part. Adahachi asa Rabbi l'masifka. Here they're talking in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi shows up. These are all the students of Rabbi. Inu davi klili, they were light. Yasu b'dechtayu, they immediately got to their seats. That's Reb Chia and Reb Shimon by Rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yaisi, Agav Yukre, he was a heavy person. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that he was extremely heavy. Have a Mavsa Vazel, he walked slowly. Now what happened is, everybody sat down, and he was walking towards his seat, and they used to sit on the floor, and he was stepping over people as he was walking to the seat. They were on the floor. There was no aisle. So he was stepping between people. So it looked like he's stepping over people. And that's not Derech Eretz. You have Talmid Chacham sitting on the floor, and you're stepping over them. Now, he did it. He was a major Talmid Chacham, Rav Shmuel Bar Yosi. And he also, as the Gemara will point out later, was a Talmud that Rebbe relied on, because he used to quote his father and tell Rebbe what his father had said. So he was a Talmud of great status. Anyway, there was a Talmud there named Avdon. So, Amalei Avdon. So Avdon says, he was a student of Rebbe, Mihu zeh shemifs mafsal Hashem kodesh? Who is stepping over people's heads of a holy nation? Talmid Chacham are sitting on the floor, and somebody's stepping over them. Amalei, ani Yishmol b'Rebbe Yaisi shebasalu m'tayr m'Rebbe. I am Yishmol b'Rebbe Yaisi. I'm coming to learn Tayr from Rebbe, so I'm allowed to do it. Amalei b'chiyato hagim lo m'tayr m'Rebbe? You think you're fit to learn Tayr from Rebbe? You think such a great guy? Amalei b'chimaisha hagim lo m'tayr l'piyagvura? Was Maisha fit to learn Tayr from Hashem? Meaning, I don't have to be big to learn Torah from a Rebbe. Amalei b'chi Maishata? Are you comparing yourself to Maisha? Amalei b'chi Rabbah Halakimu? Is Rebbe God? Amar Gaisim, Shakla Rebbe Lematrapse. Rebbe got, he got paid back because he should have intervened and stopped this conversation and he didn't. So he got a little bit of a hard knock by the person saying, Amalei Rabbah Halakimu Rebbe. So Rabbi Yaisi said, is your Rebbe God? What do you mean, your Rebbe? It's his Rebbe too. So it was a little bit insulting to Rebbe. It was like a little payback to Rebbe for not getting involved and stopping this conversation.
Why is fat shaming? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We
don't say that word.
Why
is that so arrogant?
Sorry? Respect for people of Talmid Chacham, you don't step on their heads, you sit in the back. You don't go to your seat. If you didn't get there in time, stay back. You're stepping over people's heads, not covered. So Avdon was standing up for the covenant of Talmid Chacham and said, you have no right to do this. And his mom, Rabbi Yaisi, said, yes, I do. So the conversation turned a little bit sharp. Who are you? I am his mom, Rabbi Yaisi. I'm coming to learn Torah from Rebbe. Do you think you're fit to do this? Well, I don't think my Shemaine was fit to learn from God. Yes, and we're going to see this. I'm telling you, it's a frightening story, but
it's not
going to
end well.
No, not quite. Zantikamar Baita. Yavama Lakame the Rebbe. While this conversation is going on, a Yavama shows up to ask Rebbe whether she can do Chalitza. Amalei Rebbe La'avdom Puk Batka. So Rebbe said, go take her to some lady to check if she has Shnei Saris. She has to be a Gdaila in order to do Chalitza. She has to be checked, because we can't rely on the Chazakah Derava. We have a Chazakah Derava that tells us that every 13-year-old boy has Shnei Saris, and every 12-year-old girl has Shnei Saris. We rely on that for rabbinic things, but not for biblical things. Chalitza is biblical. So Avdon, he says to Avdon, take her to be checked. Take her to some lady who'll check her to see that she's a Gdaila. The bus is in Afak. After Avdon leaves, Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel says to Rebbe, Kach Amar Abba, Ish Ksim B'Parsha, Avil Isha Ben Gdaila Ben Tana. Says Ish, not Isha. She can be a Tana. There's no reason to check her. Amalei Rebbe La Avdon, Kum B'Duchtech. So he says to Avdon, don't go. Not necessary. Meaning, I got a psak from Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi is telling me his father said it could be a Tana. Good enough for me.
Have you told him that, or who told him not to go?
I'm sorry. I take it back. I skipped 3 lines. Amalei ta, kam, leitzvichas, kar hayra zaken. Rebbe tells Avdon, come back. The zaken already paskin. Rebbe Yaisi paskin that you can be a ktana. There's no reason for you to have her checked. Rebbe changed his mind because he heard Rebbe Yaisi's psak that he didn't know before him. Kamapsa Avdon Basi. Avdon goes back to his seat and he's stepping over people. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, Misha Tzarech Lo Am Kadosh, Yivsal Am Rish Am Kadosh, Misha Ein Tzarech Lo Am Kadosh, Heich Yivsal Rosh Am Kadosh. I am necessary here. I tell Rebbe what my father held. I have a right to go to my seat. You are a Talmud that doesn't teach his Rebbe new things, and therefore, what right did you have to step over people to go to your seat? Rebbe says to Avdan, he's right. You have no right to step over people to go to your seat. Stay where you are. Tana, Ba'isusha Nitzara Avdan. Avdan became a leper. V'tavushnei Bonav, and his two kids drowned. Uminu Shteikaloisav, and two of his daughter-in-laws did miyun. He was punished because he insulted Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Let me finish. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Brich Rachmana, praised is Hashem, the Kasve La Avdan Behayoma, that he embarrassed Avdan in this world, that Avdan got punished in this world and didn't have to face the consequences of his action in the next world. End of story. Zok the Chavetz Chaim. Why in the world didn't Avdan, if it was wrong what Avdan did, that the punishment should have come as soon as he insulted Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi? Why is the punishment happen after he engages in the same activity and is told he's wrong? At that point, he gets punished. The punishment should have happened all the way back when he insulted Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. He should have been punished. He embarrassed Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and he was wrong. So the Chofetz Chaim says the Vishayin that is brought already in Rishayinim, and they prove it from a story in Navi, and that is a person who does something and thinks he's right, and then he gives mussar because he thinks he's right, and then ends up doing the same thing wrong. So at that point he gets punished. If you really believe what you said, how could you do it? The story they bring Arayah is from Yehu. Yehu killed out Beis Achav for serving Avodah Zarah. Yehu himself ended up serving a sort of an Avodah Zarah. So Yehu's kingdom, Hashem eradicated it because for killing Achav's family. That's what the Navi says. And everybody says, what do you mean? Hashem told them to kill Achav's family. Hashem told them to kill Achav's family because they served the Avodah Zarah. But then Yehu went and did the same thing. Once he did the same thing, what right did he have to kill Achav's family? It became much worse. When you do it and you're straight, then you did the right thing. But when you do the same Avera, then you are faced with you think that's wrong? So why'd you do this? The Beis HaLevi learns that pshat in a medrash. The medrash says that when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, the brothers got all confused. So the medrash says, woe to us from when we get to Shemayim. And the question is, what's the connection? Look, the Beis HaLevi, they were telling Yosef, how can we do this to our father? How can we let Binyamin stay here? Our father, and he said to them, I'm Yosef, and weren't you concerned about your father then? Like, you're a hypocrite. You tell me you're worried about the father, so why weren't you worried about my father when you sold me? So the Medrash, that's what's going to happen. We're going to give an excuse, and they're going to show us that we did the same thing. So why in the world were we all of a sudden concerned about something, and then last time we didn't concern about something? That's how they learn pshat in this Gemara. What the Bali Musar use it for, and I heard this from Rav David Krungel, is the severity of punishment that Rav Nachman said, praise is Hashem, that he punished Avdan in this world. Got Saras, lost two kids, two daughter-in-laws walked out. And that, he's lucky. He's lucky. David used to speak this out. He's lucky. He got his affair eradicated. Totally eradicated in this world. What? Right, exactly. Again, I'm just... Amir. Yes.
The total statement of...
They drowned.
These were Dolim.
It doesn't say. Pashtus would be Ketanim, because Ketanim don't get punished for the sins of their father.
And his daughter-in-law's name.
Right, so that I don't know. That obviously was done in a different marriage. I don't know. But if they drowned, then their daughter-in-laws are out. So there's no reason to do Miyun, right?
That part too. But also, his daughter-in-laws are not his children.
But they didn't get punished. They punished his children. Yeah, but those must have been Gedalim, and I don't have an answer to that question.
The boys were his children.
Yes.
But the daughters were not.
It doesn't make a difference. They're not being punished. They walked out. They're not being punished. Okay. They punished.
So where they were punished from the Miyun part?
Miyun is not a punishment.
No, but
it's a decision.
Were Miyun to other boys, maybe?
Yes, that's what it says. That's what it seems to say. Yes.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi. It's a very rough story. Rashi.
So we have the same concept to an extent with the thing about Hashem will make a person stay in Ani. So in the next belt, if Chalitzim, does Chalitzim mean support or does it mean...
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, Yachlat Ani, yeah.
Similar, no, that Hashem,
true.
I mean, people have this thing, well, why Hashem likes you so much? A person was, why does he keep you poor? So it's, you can say, well, he's keeping you poor because this belt, a person will get the, next
one would be Rashi. Yeah, Atzi Rabbi Lemasefta.
Nothing.
Is there anything wrong? The Midrash. Vibayi Kochad Lemasev Aduchtev. Everybody has to stay in place. He was very heavy. Walked slowly. Avdan Tamidu Shor Rabbi Haya. Shankly Rabbi Lematrapsoi Legmula. It's payback. Al Shishama Veloy Micha. He heard and didn't stop it. Book Batka Mevish De Saris. Maitzvichas Lemivlika. Kvar Hayrezak and Rabbi Yitzi. Rabbi Yitzi said it's not necessary, so it's not necessary. Litzara Avdan. Ein Tushalosh and Hares Legoyim. And this is Lashon Hara, not in the sense the way we always say Lashon Hara means that you speak bad about somebody, but he did insult Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi in front of people, and therefore it's considered like Lashon Hara.
I wanted to say that he embarrassed him in public.
That it seems that his intent, okay, it doesn't say that. I don't know why not. It doesn't say Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi got embarrassed. Rabbi Yossi held he was right. Doesn't say he embarrassed him. It said that he spoke badly about him.
Is there ever a situation where a gadol can embarrass someone in public?
I mean, you'll have to ask Gedalim that question.
Yeah, but Rebbe once said over a story a number of times that when you were a chassan, someone said bad about, not bad, that you do something wrong or something. I don't want to say who it was. But
yeah, my Rebbe said I did something wrong. He didn't say it's a chassan. He said I had my goodbye party. That is true.
And he
said it because he felt it was a tealus for the tzibur.
So
obviously he felt it was a decision he made that was fine. I remember that he never would have didn't necessarily accept it. Not from Avdon. It wasn't Rebbe that gave him the mussar. It was Avdon that gave him the mussar. It wasn't a friend of mine that got up and said it against me. It was my Rebbe. He cared about me.
Here wasn't a
friend. It was his friend. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi felt he was right. He didn't agree that he did wrong. He felt he's allowed to walk. Don't think of my advice.
Rabbi will
ever
tell us what it was, or
rather
not?
No, I'm a Rabbi. It's not the game of Sakhti Zivamas. I'm Rav Ami. Midvarim Shom Rebbe Neuman, Ktana Chaletzes Bepautais. From Rabbi Yossi, who said, Ktana can do Chalitza, we will let her do Chalitza when she's 6 or 7 years old. Because at that point, she's old enough to discern what Chalitza means. We need her of age that it should be meaningful. A 3-year-old doing Chalitza, it's... She has no clue what she's doing. Once a girl is 7 or 8, it's called the word pu'utais, Rashi says, is 7 or 8. It's based on a Gemara in Gittin, as Rashi will bring us. Therefore, that's old enough that we can say she understands what's happening. Rashi. K'tana chaletzes mishka pu'utais k'bashishas k'bashav. I said 7 or 8, 6 or 7. Rambam Masechet is getting Haputas Mekor Mekach Umemkor Memkor B'Metaltlin. Rabbanon said that a 6 or 7 year old can sell Metaltlin, even though biblically they're not old enough to make a sale. Rabbanon said they're allowed to. Why? Because they understand what's happening already. It doesn't say that she has to be a gdaila. She's kosher at the age that she can start discerning what chalitza means. This is a logic. Tyrus Ektan is okay. Zok the Gemara, Ektan has to be somebody who knows what's happening. She's a Ektana, but she understands what's happening. Again, the Torah made Xeris HaKasav, it has to be an Ish.
Yes.
Torah did not make Xeris HaKasav, then it has to be a Gedaila. So the question is there any limit?
Rashi's explaining it, she has a certain amount of
dots. And cotton can also make sales of 6 and 7.
Okay. Why is it so... And this is the writers of this whole idea of
Chalitza,
right?
Correct.
So why do we have such a problem with the cotton on...
The Torah is that, I don't know.
Because
you have to be yours with the Raisa. The Lulu has to be yours biblically. Rabbinic Kinyanim don't help you biblically.
So if a cotton buys a Lulu, can he give it to me to you?
No! Not biblically.
What does it mean that the rice and this the rice?
I have no idea what you
this
mean.
It's awesome. Isn't
this? Well, the Gemara in Gittin says the Rabbanan made a takana that a cotton can sell things at 6 or 7, rabbinically. Not mulav, but rabbinically, he can sell you his pen. He can sell you his ball.
Paper goods. Telling us how much sales she has to have. Well, she's in that category. She can buy and sell. Therefore, she can do chalitza.
She that means Chazal were telling me at that age she understands things.
Understand enough that she can do a derisa chalitza.
Because the Torah allowed her to do chalitza, not the Rabbanan allowed her. Exactly. We wouldn't allow her to do chalitza. The Torah allowed her to do chalitza. We're putting a boundary on it. That even though the Torah allowed it, it has to be somebody who understands what's happening. Rav Amar, Achitagia Loinus Nadarim. Rav says, not even that young. We need her older than that. The Torah, we learn now from the Torah that even though a katana up to 12 is not considered an adult, there's one exception. When she makes a vow at 11, her nedarim can count if she knows what vows are. And therefore, the Torah gave a certain power to a year before she's an adult in a certain category. That shows us that the Torah recognizes some das by a 1 year before her gut. It doesn't recognize it for kinyanim, and it doesn't recognize it for anything else, just for vows. So Rava says, when the Torah said a katana can do chalitza, it has to be of age that the Torah recognizes her for something. And the Hilchasa, Ashitavi Shnei Saris. You want to know how halacha? We paskin like Rameyer, that it has to be a gdaila, cannot be a katana, period. And therefore, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. We say the woman has to be a gdaila.
Rashi. Zaros means?
Gdaila. 12 in Shnei Saris.
Plus 12?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what does Rabbi get to that?
That's what Shnei Saris usually means. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Lightness of Dharm, Shahachas, Shonahachas. I'd like to finish this Rashi. Kaidim Luzman Shnei Saris. And I'm prepared to get to Dharm, Masachas, Esther Shonah, Vyabechot. There's a run of Duncan, we check her vows. If she knows, if she understands it, it works. Merchant will continue tomorrow.